Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Happy Monday to you. Hopefully, you had a great weekend. This is the Cave Show. This is PLR. And it's time to kick off another week in sports. First football game is this week, people. The first one. I don't know who they're playing. I just know it's the Bears, so I'm going to be watching. That's all that matters. Hall of Fame game on Thursday night, so we will definitely talk about that. What else do we have on the agenda today? Huh. Des Bryant says there's snakes in the grass. The snake has a name. We'll talk about that. Guess what, Jets fans? You can start smiling. You can start smiling. You can start cheesing. You can get it all out. Sam Darnold has officially signed with you. Quarterback, your number one choice, your QB of the future. Looks like he will be ready to go. Down the bad part is, do you really still want him to be your opening day quarterback? So we will talk about that as well. Excuse me, as well. And just curious, still one draft pick that hasn't signed. We'll talk about him and who he's playing for and the team that he's with. Carmelo is a free agent. So all this stuff we have to get into today. We are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Chandler Heights and Alma School in Chandler, Arizona. Get in there, become a club member, get a locker that backs up to a humidor, never worry about your sticks going bad. Better so, you can let them know that PLR sent you from the Cave Show. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Excuse me, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located in Chandler, Arizona, off Alma School in Chandler Heights. Again, let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Welcome in today. Like I said, this is PLR, and we got a lot of stuff that we want to talk about. The first one, the headline, big headline of the day, Sam Darnold signs with the Jets. He had been holding out for a while, talking about offset money. I guess that was the big holdup. Looks like they've got that done. It's a fully guaranteed contract, which means that the offset money kind of went away. For offset money, what that basically means, and I'm going to try to explain it in the easiest way, in the most layman terms I can. Offset money basically means, let me go ahead and say this. We know he's slotted for money as rookies, and he's going to get $20 million, Darnold guaranteed. But what offset money is let's say Sam Darnold is a bum. Let's say he's just not good at all. He doesn't live up to his contract whatsoever, and the Jets cut him. They waive him. They let him go. After a couple of years, they say, you know what, this dude just can't play. We don't want him on our team. We want to go another direction. And they cut him. And then another team comes along and says, you know what? I still think he can play. I think that if we give him an opportunity, then do something different with our team, with our program. So they sign him. Offset basically says that the offset wording of the contract basically says that if the Jets cut him and still owed him $10 million, let's just say, and you sign him to $8 million, then they no longer have to pay that full 10. They're only on the hook for that new 8. So say he signs a $15 million contract, right? The Jets don't have to pay that anymore. They're off the hook completely because you now paid him $15 million. But say he signs for $6 million. Well, then the Jets are only on the hook for $2 million of the $8 million because you're paying him the other $6 million. So they're basically, it's their way of basically saying, we're not going to pay you if you're not playing for us. And if another team picks you up, then we're definitely not going to be making that difference. And what it does for the teams, it stops them from quote unquote double dipping or a player from double dipping from a team that he played for before when he's now with a new team. And you can look at this one or two ways and say, hey, that's great. Why should a player double dip if he's on another team? Well, it's not the player is necessarily double dipping. Player is getting the money from the contract that you signed with him. And see, so for the average person, they're going to say, oh, well, that's not fair. If they're no longer playing for this team, why should they have to then pay him? Because it's a contract. It's a contract between that player and that team. So if you were working for Chase Manhattan Bank and you left and they left you with a package that pays you, I don't know, they still owed you 9 weeks severance pay. And then you go get a job at Wells Fargo, they say, oh, well, we don't have to pay your severance pay anymore because you're not working for Wells Fargo. Or we're going to pay you up your severance pay up until the time. No, that's not how it works. If you don't have a non-compete clause, you go get your money. That doesn't take away their responsibility for the money that they owe you already. And so that's what they're trying to do. How many times have we heard of coaches getting fired and sitting out of here doing nothing and then going to start a job at another or start a job with another team? We don't hear about that other team stopping their payments. Sometimes they just get two checks. But they want to minimize that when it comes to the players, of course, which is why I keep telling people, and everyone keeps saying, it's not like I'm alone in this, NFL contracts aren't worth the toilet paper that they're printed on. And it's not even close. So I'm glad that he went ahead and did that. He held out for it, and well, he should have held out for that. Baker Mayfield did not. Hopefully for Baker Mayfield, it all works out, and it will not come about. But he did not want that, or he would not battle for that, whereas Sam Darnold did. He did the battle for it. That now leaves only one player not to sign. It's Roquan Smith, of course, of my Chicago Bears. But his contract, again, has to do with words and fine print, which gets into suspensions, money being taken away if he's charged with an illegal hit, and kind of complicated, so I don't want to talk too much about it and misspeak. He's still holding out, and it doesn't have to do with the slotting. Remember, rookies are slotted. So they know exactly about how much money they're going to make. It's the fine print words that hold people up now. And then we talk about the NFLPA. I will say this. I think the NFL Players Association, their union, might be the worst union of all the big sports. And I did not include hockey because I did. I mean, baseball, football, and basketball. I think basketball is the best. Football is a close second, strong union. They don't always do things that make sense, but they're a real strong union. I think football is last. The one thing that they really screw players on, and it's more so rookies than anything else, they screw them on the length of contract when they first come out of college. So the team actually can control a player technically 4 to 5 years. 5 years basically is when a player can be controlled. that makes absolutely no sense for the player. And it really depends on what position you're talking about and how much you're screwed when it comes to that. A quarterback probably isn't screwed. Because if you're drafted number one overall as a QB, you're going to make a whole lot of money. And in 3 years, even if you're not that good, let's just be honest, they're probably still going to find excuses or find ways to keep you on the team because they've been first picking you. And if you are not very good, another team more than likely is going to take a chance at you. Are really good, you're going to get paid. If you're a wide receiver, you're going to get paid. If you're a pass rusher, you're going to get paid. If you're a linebacker, you're going to get paid. If you're an offensive lineman, especially a left tackle, you're going to get paid. But you know who doesn't get paid? A running back. Because if they control you for that long, they're going to franchise tag you, and they're going to franchise tag you, and then guess what they're going to say to you? Yeah, you're about 27 years old now, 28 years old. Yeah, the life expectancy of a running back is about 30. So you're on your downside now. Yeah, we don't really see investing that much money in you. So, yeah, so we're not going to be able to pay you. And then you're taking pay cuts on your worth. If you don't believe me, just check Le'Veon Bell right now and the situation with Pittsburgh. As a running back coming into the NFL, that is the worst thing that can happen to you as a rookie, to be under their thumb for that long. You are almost better off as a rookie, being an undrafted rookie. This is honest, the guy truth. If you're maybe the fifth best, fourth best running back coming out, you're almost better off being undrafted, signing almost like a make-good contract. You'll make no money. You'll make no money. But then guess what happens? It's up sooner, and you can go out and possibly get paid quicker. But the controlling of the fourth to fifth year, it's killing the running back game and killing their ability to make money. And this is up to the NFLPA to do something about that and help their players, especially at that position. Hanging with us right now on the Kerry Lackey Law Line is the one, the only. It's got South Beach on lock, the Cuban Cowboy, Tony Capobianco. Tony, what's shaking, my man?
You want to know the biggest difference between football and every other sport?
What's that?
Every other sport, when you mention practice, it's we're talking about practice, man. But when the NFL comes around, it's we're talking about practice. They're practicing. Look at the quarterbacks and shorts. They're the people they never met before. How great is this? Bryce Harper could be traded to the Dodgers today, and the biggest story in Washington would be, look at Alex Smith throwing the football in shorts. He looks amazing.
Does it come with a song like that, too?
It might as well. I mean, the NFL, ESPN's got NFL Live every single day of the year. They might as well do it in song. It should be a ballad. Though.
You know
like
what,
Teddy
though?
Bruschi. Let's just dance. Look at Tom Brady. He looks so with me, but he's back. Throwing balls.
Let's be fair, though. The jump is on every day, too. 365 now. For an hour. And basically, the jump should be renamed, what is LeBron doing today?
It should. Anyone else, they should have a baseball show that says, what did these young whippersnappers tweet when they were 17?
You know what? I want to get into that. Let me just finish up this real point real quick about the NFL, and I want your thoughts, and I'm going to have a couple NFL people on later this week. But this whole notion, Tony, of controlling a player for 5 years, in essence, when they're a rookie, the way the NFLPA contracts are, for every position but the running back, it works perfectly. Because if you're really good at quarterback, you're really going to get taken care of. If you're really good at running back, you're really going to get taken care of. But if you're really good, I mean, at wide receiver, you're really going to get taken care of. But if you're a running back going into that fifth year, what do they tell you? Oh, well, you know, you don't have that much longevity left, man. And yeah, we'll franchise you. And then they franchise you. The next year, you're about to get your money. They go, yeah, you know, that's another year of wear and tear on your body. We'll franchise you one more, but we're not going to give you that big money because your shelf life is about 30 and you're 27 now. So, Yeah, we'll do it one more time. How about taking $10 million guaranteed? So they screw you. And the NFLPA, I think, is just as responsible for doing that to the players and letting that happen to the players as the teams are, because I don't fault the teams for saving money. I fault the NFLPA for not thinking outside of the box and forward thinking enough to help their running backs out.
They're not wrong, though. Like Frank Gore is a Dolphin this year. And I think it was like 15 years ago, that guy was in Miami playing for the Hurricanes, and he still could give you 1,000 yards a season. Like that, there's no one else like that anymore. So the team is kind of right when they say, yeah, we did their fourth or fifth year. Your sixth year might be your last good year. So here's high guaranteed money. That's something the players have to fix that, because the teams are justified in doing it the way they're doing it now in terms of a business standpoint.
You're 100% right. Tony, hang on 1 second. We got a caller calling in on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Caller, thank you for holding your arm with the Cuban Cowboy and PLR. Who do we have the privilege of speaking to?
Hi, this is Scott Gold from New York. Hello?
Hey, Scott. What's on your mind, my man?
Hi. So I just wanted to fill in everyone on what's going on in the sport world today, if I could just have a minute to do so.
Feel free.
All right. Well, let's start off with the New York Jets and Sam Darnold. Obviously, it took longer than expected, but the New York Jets finally have quarterback Darnold under a deal, and it's huge. He posted on Instagram today. They signed the first-round draft pick to a 4-year contract for the slotted amount of $30.2 million. The deal includes a $20 million signing bonus. And talking about contracts, there's many other players in the NFL that have yet to sign contracts on all free agents. Some big names, obviously Dez Bryant, as you know, but there's also other wide receivers such as Eric Decker, Jeremy Maclin, who have not signed a contract yet, as well as Antonio Gates and cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. On the other side of things, now Carmelo Anthony, and let's get to NBA, as Carmelo Anthony is finalizing the deal with a contract buyout with the Atlanta Hawks and plans to wait until clearing waivers to officially tell the Houston Rockets of his plan to sign a free agent deal. So the Hawks waived Anthony on Monday morning, paving the way for him to clear waivers on Wednesday at 5 p.m. And lastly, Trey Turner of the Washington Nationals. Last night he became the latest athlete and the third major leaguer this month to have old, embarrassing, and offensive tweets resurface. Tweets dated back from 2011 and 2012 from the then 18-year-old's accounts included a gay slur, anti-gay comment, a joke with racist undertones. And on Sunday night, he issued a statement on Twitter saying, quote, "There are no excuses for my insensitive and offensive language on Twitter. I am sincerely sorry for those tweets and apologize wholeheartedly." And I'm Scott Gold with your Sports Minute. Back to you guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, Scott. Hey, Tony, it looks like
you
got
a
free update.
You can have Wojnowski, or you can have Scott Gold for a low, low price of $0 and 0 cents.
As actually, you know what, on the Sports Cave Instagram, we already had the Carmelo thing up probably about 2-3 hours ago. But like you were saying, yeah, it's all on getting back to the running backs. It's all on the NFLPA. I don't blame the team for this. I blame the NFLPA. And as I said, I think in terms of unions, it goes basketball, baseball, football. I just don't think the football union is the most difficult, because basketball players are going to get paid. Their contracts are guaranteed. Baseball players, for the most part, the stars, their contracts are definitely guaranteed. And there's two ways because of the minor league contract. But football players, man, between that guy that's a long snapper on the special teams in his third year and the contract by, you know, pick a quarterback that's a star in the league, there's a big discrepancy. And can Aaron Rodgers afford a long holdout? I'm sure he could. Can Cam Newton afford one? He probably could, too. Can Mike Dibolansky, the long snapper for pick your favorite team? He probably can, man. So it's a big difference between what players hold out for in these leagues and what they're able to do.
The biggest difference is baseball players and NBA players have longevity. The star players can take their careers to like 15 to 20 years. Only quarterbacks can do that in the NFL. And quarterbacks throughout the board are well satisfied and have given indication that they just don't give a damn about anyone else in the player association other than the ones on the team. So they're the only ones that could not, that the owners could not wait out, and they're already satisfied. It's pretty much every football is almost like you have your leader full of grunts. You got one leader and 51 grunts, and it feels like the player is the same way with the player association. The one leader is so satisfied, now it's up to the grunts to really unionize and get what they deserve.
Exactly. As my man on the Kerry Lacula line, the one, the only Cuban Cowboy, Tony Capobianco, as my man that called in, Scott, with his one-minute update, said, obviously, Carmelo in the NBA, switching over a little bit, is will officially have cleared waivers tomorrow and can go to the Houston Rockets. I'm curious to see the final numbers on that buyout because we know Carmelo is not big on giving money back, and I don't blame him. Tony, how funny would it have been, though, if the Atlanta Hawks said, you know what, we told you we'd waive you, but with Trae Young, we want another veteran around, just even though you're here for 1 year. We're going to suit you up, man, and we're not going to buy you out. How funny would that have been?
I don't think why it would have made sense because I still am new to the whole buyout scenario where he was traded from the Thunder after opting into the Hawks. So that means the Hawks now have to pay him all that money to just not play for them?
Correct.
I think
they're going to buy him out, though.
I don't know why he's not just – yeah, so now he gets to be cheap on – in Houston. I don't know why he just keep him, and we'll see if he can draw some fans in Atlanta.
Here's why. I can explain this one to you. Because, and you already know this too, it's because they want the cap space. They're not really interested in the player. They wanted that cap space so the money is free for next summer when they can go out, and that free agency next summer is going to be a ridiculous free agency frenzy. This free agency frenzy
is
good.
Oh, so it's right off.
Yeah, pretty much. They're basically saying, you know what, we're going to trade these contracts worth, the Dennis Schroeder contract, he signed for another 3 years. And I forget who else they signed and traded in that deal. But basically what they said was, if we trade you Dennis Schroeder, I'm not saying trainer, Dennis Schroeder, he's now off our books, which gives us more flexibility next summer and we'll have a lot of money. And now they have a $27.9 million open slot where now they can go after a big-name free agent or maybe two guys, a real big-name guy and another guy that they wouldn't have been able to go to if they would have kept their other players for next year. And when you're a bad team like the Atlanta Hawks and you already suck and you're going nowhere and you're trying to get there really fast, it just makes sense to get from up under the money.
Is it the biggest-name free agent they've ever signed recently, Dwight Howard?
It was. You mean the Dwight Howard who's on team number 4 now in 4 years?
Yeah, like
with
who
the Washington Bulls.
They're trying to give him all this money.
I don't know, but you know what? Here's the deal, and I looked at this, and I'll go over this later because I know we only got like about 3 minutes left. There are a lot of free agents next year. There are not a lot of teams with a lot of money. So the one thing I've learned about NBA players, they want their money in a situation that they want to play in. Not necessarily they just want their money. They want it in a way that they're going to play. Now, some players like a KD or LeBron, especially because of their shoe deals, they can turn down some money. They can say, you know what, I'll give you back $60 million because I can, Nike will kick me down, a $400 million contract. So it's not about the money. I'd just rather be happy. But then you have some players who aren't at that level yet. LeBron's won rings. He could go to L.A. KD now has rings. He could take less money and go somewhere else or take less money at Golden State and say, you know what, I'd rather be here and be happy than go somewhere else. But there are some players out there that are looking to make their money. They're looking to make their money. Why not go to an Atlanta with the young Trae Young? We'll see how he young nucleus, young core, new coach. Maybe they can go in there in the East and get that turned around a lot faster. So That's why, because there's only so many teams with so much money. So someone is going to go take the money. It's one thing. Someone's taking your money.
So Trace Thompson is going to beat the Warriors and take the match to Atlanta.
I'll show you. I'm going to make Hot Atlanta great again. You know what? Atlanta's a very apathetic city, man. Even when they're winning, their fans are some fickle people. I mean, I've seen the Braves play in playoff games and not sell out. I've seen Atlanta play in playoff games when Budenholzer was the coach there, and they had the best record in the East. And some of those regular season games weren't sold out. Their fans are different, man. It's not – I'm not yelling at Atlanta, but that's SEC country. And you can go to Vanderbilt on a Saturday and watch them play Iona, and that game is going to be sold out. But you get down to Atlanta for sports, it's different, man. Everything revolves around – it is the hardest basketball area to play in. That's – and I'll get off on this rant another day, but I don't see basketball being the thing down there, dude. It's just not. It's New Orleans sometimes don't sell out. Atlanta sometimes don't sell out. You're in Miami. You know, Heat fans, they come sometimes or they come late. They're the L.A. Laker fans. When they come, it's all about the SEC.
Well, traffic is definitely a monster when it comes to downtown Miami. When our team's good, we show up.
You do.
The biggest World Series crowd is in Florida. Granted, we played a football stadium at the time, but the Mets. It is kind of weird, though. Like, Atlanta, you would think, the NBA culture fits Atlanta perfectly. Yet they're just, at best, they're the Budenholzer boys. Like, it doesn't get any – it's just a weird, weird fit.
Listen, I know we crunched your time today, but you got 30 seconds to tell me what you what we need to know, what's going on there. On your mark, get set, go.
Well, the Marlins might have made the Nationals into sellers. That was kind of funny. There is one thing that's been interesting with the Marlins is that they're not quite really sellers. If they want to trade somebody, they'll trade Brad Ziegler for a prospect because he's going to be a free agent soon. But a lot of teams have been trying to get JT Realmuto, especially the Nationals. They really want JT Realmuto, and it will cost a high price. They've been talking about outfield prospect Victor Robles. Personally, I don't think any trade package would be justified without Juan Soto, who was a Rookie of the Year candidate. But I remember Realmuto actually defeated the Nationals in a walk-off hit on Saturday. Bryce Harper said, well, if he was on our side, that wouldn't happen. Yeah. But I think what you might see is a team might be willing to trade their top prospect for one of the Marlins relievers, like Kyle Bearclaw or Drew Stankewrider, because that precedent is set by the Brad Hand trail.
We shall see, my man. We shall see. Well, we got a big week ahead of us, a lot of stuff to get into. Tony, quickly, tell everyone where they can get a hold of you.
Get hold of me on Twitter at Tony Campobianco. Don't even bother digging into my past because I don't tweet stuff like that. But check out the sportskid.com. I'm actually right about this stuff.
As Tony said, check out the sportscave.com where Cave is always with a K. You can also get us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page at Sports Cave. Cave is always with a K. And you can get me directly on Twitter at PLR Sports. All calls made on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Thanks, Tony, for giving a call in. Thanks to all our other callers. Until tomorrow, this is the Cave Show. This is PLR.
They're practicing.